You're watching The Left, Right and Center, and I'm Maria Shakil. The sense of anguish and despondency is looming large. From Kolkata to Delhi, from Shimla to Mumbai. Women, men, doctors, ordinary citizens of India, all seeking answers from governments, demanding justice and punishment of the real culprits. It was a somber and black Raksha Bandhan at R.G. Carr Medical College and Hospital today. The victim's father received many rakhis as the nation stood firmly with him. On the investigation front, it was another day of grilling for Sandeep Ghosh, the controversial former head of the hospital. The CBI has been questioning Sandeep Ghosh till midnight for the past 3 days, and they have summoned him again tomorrow. Multiple questions, sources say, have been asked to Ghosh. Why was there such a hurry to declare this death a suicide? The CBI sources say he was asked, you yourself are a doctor, did you think it is important to keep the crime scene safe? On whose advice was the information given to the family and why was it devoid of facts? The BJP has demanded the resignation of West Bengal Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee and has called her the destroyer. The Kolkata police issued summons to former BJP MP Lockheed Chatterjee and two prominent doctors for allegedly spreading rumours and revealing the identity of the woman doctor who was raped and murdered. The Supreme Court has also taken sua motu cognizance of the incident, and a bench of Chief Justice of India D.Y. Chandrachur and Justice J.B. Pardiwala will be hearing the case tomorrow. Also, 70 Padma awardees, doctors, have also sought Prime Minister Narendra Modi's intervention in a letter seeking harsher and time-bound punishments for perpetrators of sexual violence and have demanded safety measures in medical institutions. Will the government respond to the pleas of the hurt healers and angry daughters of India? That's our focus on Left, Right and Centre.
Amidst protests on Raksha Bandhan, protesters tying Rakhi to policemen who had set up barricades to stop protesters from reaching the Kolkata police headquarters. Medical staff and students tied Rakhis demanding justice in the R.G. Carr Medical College and Hospital rape and murder case. Doctors, including those who've been summoned for allegedly spreading misinformation, also marched to the police headquarters. Dr. Kunal Sarkar and Dr. Subarna Goswami appeared before the Kolkata police. Several other doctors joined them in a protest to march to the police headquarters.
Baseless allegations.
The police allege misinformation, but you're a reputed doctor in the city.
You are responsible. We are leaders of responsible organizations. We have never spread any misinformation. So all these are bogus and baseless allegations. And this is nothing but an ill attempt to gag the official words.
Two doctors in Kolkata have been summoned by the Kolkata police for alleged misinformation. We tried speaking to one of these doctors. These doctors said they haven't said anything that is untrue, and they haven't said anything that is, of course, misinformation. But the police say that certain comments they made on different platforms amounted to misinformation, because while they may have quoted certain documents, those documents, like the postmortem, doesn't exactly say what they have been saying on these platforms.
This as the CBI continues to question former R.G. Carr Medical College and Hospital principal Sandeep Ghosh for the fourth consecutive day. The agency has also received permission for a polygraph test or lie detector test on the accused, who was arrested by the Kolkata police. The police have also arrested a 23-year-old Kirti Sharma for calling for the assassination of Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee on social media. The lawyer for the victim's family, Bikash Ranjan Bharacharya, also admitted that the information about the 150 mg semen being found was inaccurate, which the police say was shared by doctors as well. Bharacharya also questioned the offer of compensation to the family, which is mandated by guidelines of the National Legal Services Authority, which says compensation must be paid as expeditiously as possible.
This is the attitude of the Chief Minister, and whenever there has been an occurrence of rape, she will rush to the victim's family, pay money and try to shut them out. These are all nonsense. You have to wait till the investigation is over. Then you pay compensation, definitely. What we feel that there was availability of 150 milliliter, not gram of fluid. And that someone misunderstood saying that semen. Nobody can say whether semen without having forensic examination. That was the initial impression of the parents. That might be wrong, but that doesn't mean that the existence of fluid is ruled out.
The BJP also hit the streets as the Trinamool demanded answers from the CBI on the progress of the investigation. 5 days have passed since the central agency took over the case and there has been no statement on the investigation of the case.
Protests are happening all over by Resident Doctors Association, by AIMS RDAs, not just in Delhi but in Patna as well. In Kolkata, of course, protests continue at RG Corps Medical Hospital. In this area right now, BJP is conducting a protest, a black Rakhi protest to symbolize against the rape and murder of this young trainee doctor.
The Trinamool Congress alleges lack of information and pace of the probe is allowing more misinformation and giving ground to the BJP to hijack the protests on the issue. The Trinamool says there is a BJP-left conspiracy to remove Mamata Banerjee from power.
We will continue our protest. You know, arresting 5 people, 10 people or even 100 people will not stop our protest. We have asked for permission. We have gone to the High Court. We are waiting for the order. We will continue our protest. It's not just for one day. We will continue it till, you know, our Abhaya gets justice and Mamata Banerjee, our Chief Minister, resigns.
देखिए ममता दीदी जो कह दिया था ऑनरेबल सीएम ये संडे के अंदर ये क्लोज होना चाहिए था अगर कलकत्ता पुलिस में हाथ में होगा होता तो ये संडे के अंदर क्लोज हो जाता लेकिन अभी तो सीबीआई के हाथ में है डेडलाइन क्रॉस कर गया आज कल परसों हम लोग जानता नहीं है ये क्या करेगा लेकिन कोर्ट का डेट है मोस्ट प्रोबेबली 23rd ऑफ अगस्त तो कोर्ट का डेट है क्योंकि वो जो वन पर्सन अरेस्टेड बाय कोलकाता पुलिस एंड कोलकाता पुलिस हैज डन देयर जॉब
amidst the continuing protests which have turned political the west bengal governor has flown to delhi after attacking the state government over women's safety leading to more speculation about the political turn the incident has taken. With Tanushka Datta, Saurabh Gupta, NDTV.
Let me go straight across to Saurabh, who's joining us live from RG Carr Medical Hospital. There seems to be no solution, Saurabh. But as far as the patients are concerned, are they being treated? Because we were told that OPD services are functioning.
Well, obviously, patients, to some extent, services are affected, but the doctors here, they say they're trying their best to ensure that those who are in real need of medical attention don't go back without the necessary requirement of that attention. But let me just bring you the pictures of RG Corps Medical College and Hospital. A candle-like vigil, you know, a blood-splattered doctor's coat, students, medical professionals, doctors, all here seeking justice and security. And as a doctor's son, I can tell you that this is priority on most of these people's minds because when they go out to work, when they feel insecure at hospitals, work suffers, medical care suffers, and that's something that they're raising. But there's also been a lot of political noise, you know, there has been some misinformation campaigns as well. But what they are saying is the focus should not be lost. And what is the focus? The focus is improving services, improving facilities, and making sure that the women doctors who work here don't have to bother about their safety. Right now, there is a sense of fear. There's also a sense of anger at the government because they feel that in many ways, the administration of the hospital has let them down. And that is something that you see being exhibited by these students. Also a reminder that one young doctor lost her life because the hospital where she was working in was insecure. They say they want to keep the focus on that. Find the guilty, finish the probe, punish the accused, and ensure that there is an example set so that we can prevent such incidents in the future.
Much for joining us. and getting us those visuals and also the details from the ground. Let me bring in the guests now. Dr. Biswas is protester at AIIMS Delhi. We have Shazia Ilmi, spokesperson of the BJP. Seema Kushwaha is Nirbhaya Hathras case and Shraddha Walker's advocate. Professor Ashok Seth is the chairman of the Fortis Escorts Heart Institute and among those 70 doctors who wrote to the Prime Minister seeking his intervention. Meeta Chakravarti is Congress spokesperson. Dr. R.V. Asokan is president of IMA, and we also have Nilanjan Das, TMC spokesperson. Before I bring in the politicians, I want to understand from you, Dr. Ashok Seth. You wrote this letter and along with 69 others to the Prime Minister seeking his intervention. Here is the family who's deeply anguished. They are seeking protection, they are seeking justice, and they also want punishment for the real culprits. Because there is this sense that there is a larger cover-up which is underway, which is perhaps happening in the state of Bengal. But as a doctor, do you think it raises the larger question of protection of healthcare workers?
Maria, let me start off by saying that we as Padma Awardee and doctors are in total solidarity with all the protesting students. They're doing it for not just a small cause, but a huger, wider cause. We're in all support for our medical fraternity, all our associations and all our healthcare workers. And that is why we wrote the letter, because while we pursue this case and it has to get to the bottom of it, this young girl, a daughter of ours, it's ironic that on a Rakhi day, where we vow in front of the Lord to protect our women, to protect our sisters, we 10 days later still are nowhere. And I'm glad that there's a central agency investigating this matter. But having said that, every day of these 10 days has seen a new event, has seen a new rape, has seen new molestations, has seen new assaults on women. And I think the bigger issue is, has our society gone so low that now we don't look at how to protect women? And coming to that, I would say healthcare workers, because if you actually analyze this fact, and why are these protesters going on and on? Because it's the bigger and larger cause. Do we have safety for our healthcare workers? Majority of them are women. If you take nurses, if you take paramedical, and majority, if they take the doctors and lady doctors, do we have protection, safety inbuilt into our legislations, inbuilt into our acts for our hospitals, inbuilt into surveys of anything? Do we actually have any mandates at all into position for doing this? And by the way, there are laws which exist in every state, but is there implementation of these laws? Can't these culprits be brought to justice? And finally, where is that central act which could actually protect our women, our healthcare workers, and the doctors in their cause for duty and saving others' lives?
Absolutely. Valid concerns there, because
this has to be,
if anything,
a movement
this
forward.
Tragedy,
it can't
as you
be a
said
movement
in
now.
Your letter, Dr.
It has
Seth,
to move forward.
Is actually going? Will it serve as a catalyst for real and lasting change? Is also the larger question. Let me bring in the politicians, and beginning with you, Shazia Ilmi. The BJP is continuing with its protests. You are being seen to be politicizing this entire issue. You are sensing a political opportunity, is the charge coming from the TMC?
Well, that's all they can come up with. The fact of the matter is that there is such a huge cover-up. What has happened is really a huge blot on our conscience of a nation. And I do, acknowledge the fact that there is something really sick, this entire proclivity for rape and molestation and crimes. And that happens in every state. But this particular state, where it has continued to go on unabated, and not just that, here is an administration which is completely collapsed. Here is a chief minister who's actually protesting against herself, her own people, her own shasan and prashasan. And not just that, here is a government and an administration which is actually protecting the rapists, the perpetrators, and actually working towards destroying evidence. Not only are the girls' parents not supported, they're humiliated, they're ridiculed. The doctors today, this TMC MP, Arup Ghosh, has said something terrible and obnoxious. He has blamed the doctors and threatened them and said, if you don't want to show up for work, if you want to roam around with your boyfriends, if you want to roam around with your boyfriends, don't blame us when the public gets angry with you. Just see their mentality. So I don't know, woman CM or man CM, it doesn't matter to me. But just see how continuously evidence is being destroyed. All kinds of stories are doing the rounds. And the fact of the matter is that the perpetrators are being protected. Nobody believes this is a work of just one Sanjoy Roy. If that was the case, you tell me, why would they try to delete all recordings? Why would they try to obstruct evidence? Why would they suddenly start renovation? Would you please explain this to me? And I'm not, nobody's getting answers.
Yes, and why,
so forget about
why
BJP.
Was this entire rush in cremating the body, you know? And there was this hurry to declare the death as suicide. So all those questions will be asked to the Trinamool Congress. And Nilanjan Das, instead of hitting the streets, I think there are administrative issues that the Chief Minister has to take care of.
Well, good evening. The Chief Minister is already taking care of the administrative issues. She has instructed the hospital authorities to take the necessary actions. The culprit, the principal culprit, has been arrested within 24 hours. And now a number of steps are being taken by the state government, like the introduction of a program called Ratire Shathi. So these steps are being taken by the government of West Bengal to ensure the safety and security of women. Now, regarding the renovation work, it was a demand of the protesting doctors and the hospital authorities, the PWD civil, they started making a women's restroom just the next day. And then when the BJP and the CPM, their troll brigade...
Was that the biggest priority?
No, because
to make a women's restroom the very next
these
day?
Were the demands. Please
just
let me finish,
listen to yourself. No,
it was stopped.
The demand has been there for a long time.
It was stopped when the BJP and the
please
CPM
don't take
trolls
me for a fool.
Started misrepresenting it. And the social media is awash with fake news. All the BJP handles, their influencers, their IT wing, Amit Malviya, I can take so many names.
Do you know what's really the priority right now? One moment, Shazia. You know, arresting an influencer, arresting someone who has put out a tweet, is that something that is a priority for your government?
Dhruv Rathi,
right now,
who's a YouTuber,
one moment,
Shazia. In Germany,
the principal culprit, Sanjay Rai, was arrested within 24 hours. And the chief minister said, if there is no progress after this Sunday, she will hand over the case to the CBI, but it was already handed over to the CBI by the High Court. And we have seen no action by this incompetent nincompoops of the CBI. We must raise the question.
Okay, so you are saying that the CBI should make immediate arrest, and if they have made some arrests, then you will be questioning as to why this haste by the CBI also. So, you know, there is a problem in this political argument. Meeta Chakravarti, where is the Congress standing in this entire argument?
The Congress stands with the people of Bengal and with the people of Kolkata, with the women of India. I'm not suggesting even for a second that rapes and sexual offences only happen in West Bengal. In fact, if you have to go by data, probably the number of instances of sexual offences against women, if you just go by government data, is lower in Kolkata as compared to some of the other...
Nobody is questioning...
However, let me finish
the
my point.
The argument is that nobody is questioning that what happened... It happens also in other states. Why it has happened to a woman in an urban setting, in her workspace, is the question here.
Absolutely, absolutely. And those are the queries that we have been raising from the day one. I personally went to RG Corps the very next early morning and started agitation there at RG Corps Hospital. We have been on the streets every single day protesting, not against the state administration. Law and order is a state subject, and the state government cannot run away from its responsibility. There are some very valid queries. Yes, there has been misinformation in social media. Having said that, there has been a call by a health professional in the hospital to the family members suggesting it was a suicide even before the investigation had started. Now, this is a fact, and the spokesperson cannot deny that. Second, yes, that call was not from the Kolkata police, but it was from a health professional and it's a government-run medical institute. Number two, the parents had to wait for 3 hours before they were allowed to see the body. How can you justify that? The need of the hour is to be sensitive.
There was no sensitivity or empathy shown at that time. How come Sandeep Ghosh, and against whom there had been written complaints in past about irregularities, was not suspended before, and after he resigns within matter of hours, how come he was reinstated? Now, this is a fact. No fake news here. So there will be queries that will be asked. Not only that, how come a renovation got started within the hospital? How come on 14th August night in Independence Eve, the police could not control a mob of around 40-50 people who came inside the hospital and started vandalizing it? They also vandalized the protest stage. So just by blame gaming or coming up with conspiracy theories...
Okay, will you respond to this, Nilanjan?
Of course. Of course, the state administration has already said, the CP of Kolkata has already said that there was intelligence failure in the case of the attack on the Arjikar emergency ward. I'm not denying. No, he has already said that. And then also, there has been so many fake news. The police, you have to understand, the police cannot control such a large mob of DYFI and BJP goons who have suddenly come into the hospital and ransacked it at midnight.
First of all, yes, Vinit Goyal had accepted that there was intelligence failure, but then heads must roll.
Okay, Shazia.
Why is Vinit Goyal not resigning? Also, the person who had been arrested is a civic volunteer. Is it not a fact, and I'm asking a query, please do not send me a summon tomorrow morning. Is it not a fact that there had been charges of sexual offense against him in the past? So what is your due diligence process in the hiring method?
Lot of questions. I agree with you, Meeta. A lot of questions being raised. Dr. Shreya Shaw, please now. No. Dr. Shreya Shaw, as a representative of the protesting doctors, when you hear the politicians raise questions, I mean, number of valid questions being raised, are you really convinced that the real culprits will be punished? Or do you think it will be this hogwash of an investigation which will not lead to final justice or closure? Shreya, if you can hear me. Okay, Dr. Biswas, that's a question to you. Sorry, ma'am.
Hello.
Yes.
I'm Dr. Aditya Biswas. I'm doing my residency in AIIMS University.
Yes,
and I've done my MBBS from Arjikar Medical College. So, actually, this whole incident is a whole vicious cycle which is going on. There is one incident which previously happened in NRS Medical College in 2019, followed by a protest, and there was no outcome, followed by, again, a second incident which is happening now. We hope that some justice comes out of it, and for which we are fighting from here at Delhi also, and my colleagues in Arjikar also are giving their complete best that justice comes to the family, and there is also a Central Protection Act which comes for safety of all doctors. Law which is homogeneous and deterrent in nature is needed for safety and protection so that a second incident does not come. And second rally or protest is not needed by the doctors. It is a basic right of every doctor to feel safe in their workplace because we have to deal with public on daily basis and that too in their most vulnerable state. It should not be our liability, our profession. It should not be a BR professional liability to face physical abuse and in extension sexual abuse from patients. It should be the government which should be protecting us by means of law, as well as increased security and CCTV, as well as infrastructure that should be provided to us. And thirdly, I would like to say as a person from West Bengal myself, that there is too much encroachment of government and politics into fields of healthcare and education, which should be somehow monitored, because too much encroachment of politics into these fields also kind of degrades the whole process of education and healthcare. Thank you.
That's point very well taken there and made. Dr. Asokan, you know, there is this proposed bill which these doctors have spoken about, that the Prevention of Violence Against Doctors, Medical Professionals and Medical Institutions Bill, which has been ready since 2019. But nothing seems to be happening with it. Do you think time has come for some concrete action? Just as the Nirbhaya case saw, you know, change in law, And efforts being made to fast track these cases. Do you think this should be seen from the prism of a healthcare worker attacked, raped, and murdered?
Yeah, deterrent central law is very much needed because 25 state laws and so many cases of violence across so many states, there is one conviction in Tamil Nadu. There are no convictions in any other state. It is a sorry state. Perhaps. A central law is important, and this 2019 draft is with the all stakeholders. Everybody had discussed that and it has put up. And ordinance was proclaimed during the COVID period in 2020. A Zoom meeting was taken by the Home Minister in the morning, and in the afternoon that ordinance was proclaimed. And amendments into the Epidemic Diseases Act 1897 came into existence immediately. So if the government, if it has this political will, I think it has to do it now, because all these or have exposed the gaps in the security. The incident in Calcutta brings one, a crime in workspace. Two, the vandalism that is very much possible in any hospital, the emergency room, the crime scene. So I think a comprehensive law addressing both, addressing as a deterrent, as well as ensuring safety of healthcare professionals. I think it is in order.
And how long will these protests continue?
As long as it takes.
For what, sir? Takes for what?
Law. Minimum give us the law. The law may not be able to prevent everything. But today, there is no deterrent law is the one of the factors. We had a similar situation with in Kerala. We had an act from 2011. It had no team, no police officer was firing an FIR. Last year, a young girl of 23 years, Dr. Vandana Das, was killed in the emergency room early in the morning. And then the entire people of Kerala rose up along with the doctors. And now today in place, we have a very stringent law and a code gray, which the government of Kerala has proclaimed what should be done in cases of violence. The violence has come down like anything.
Okay, let me bring in Seema now. Seema, you know, you have fought battles for justice for several women, several rape victims and survivors also. Do you think from the word go, as far as the investigation is concerned, there is cover-up here?
Maria ji, agar is पर्टिकुलर केस की बात करें कोलकाता की, तो इन्वेस्टिगेशन के पार्ट पर हम बाद में जाएंगे कि निर्भया के बाद ऑलमोस्ट 10 इयर्स से ज्यादा हो गया, अभया के साथ सेम नेचर का क्राइम हुआ है, बट ये हमारा जो रिएक्शन है ये हम अभी प्रेजेंट में कर रहे हैं, बट इसके बीच में जो सॉल्यूशन है कि डिटरेंस पैदा हो और हमारी विमेन के लिए जो प्रिवेंटिव मेजर्स लिए जाएं, उसके लिए हम कहां काम कर रहे हैं, क्योंकि निर्भया में चार लोगों का कन्विक्शन हुआ, उनको हैंग कर दिया गया, बट डिटरेंस नहीं है लोगों में, उसके बाद कंटिन्यूअसली हर एक घंटे में 3 विमेन के साथ रेप हो रहा है, तो एज ए सिस्टम, एज ए पॉलिटिकल विल पावर हमारी फेलियर है, एज ए सोसाइटी हम फेल है, एज ए एडमिनिस्ट्रेटिव ऑफिसर्स हम फेल है। अगर बात करें, अभी 3 नए लॉज आए हैं, उसमें भी देखेंगे तो 3 ईयर्स का ट्रायल का टाइम पीरियड दिया गया है। 3 ईयर अगर ट्रायल चलेगा डिस्ट्रिक्ट कोर्ट में, तो हाई कोर्ट में वो जाएगा, 2-3 साल वहां लगेंगे सुप्रीम कोर्ट ऑफ इंडिया में। 10 इयर्स 15 इयर्स के बाद कोई एक्यूज जो कि बेल पर छूट करके आएगा, वो सोसाइटी में एक मैसेज डिलीवर करता कि सिस्टम मेरा कुछ नहीं बिगाड़ सकता। दूसरी बात, अगर हम NCERB का डेटा उठा करके देखेंगे तो आउट ऑफ 100 में 33% कन्विक्शन रेट है, तो जो नंबर ऑफ अक्यूज है 70% वो कहां है, वो फ्री मूव कर रहे हैं हमारी सोसाइटी के अंदर, उनको डर नहीं है किसी भी बात का। ये जो सॉल्यूशन, जो ये अभी लॉ एंड ऑर्डर की हम बात कर रहे हैं, लेकिन हमें उससे भी पहले बात करनी चाहिए, अभया की क्या गलती थी, निर्भया की क्या गलती थी, दिशा रेड्डी की क्या गलतियां थी, ये तो हम स्टेट के अंगेंस्ट जो क्राइम है हम उसको कंपनसेट करने के लिए एक इन्वेस्टिगेशन दे रहे हैं, ट्रायल दे रहे हैं, कन्विक्शन कर रहे हैं, बट बेटियों को सेफ सिक्योर करने के लिए हम क्या कर रहे हैं, उसके लिए तो मुझे लगता है इंडिपेंडेंस के बाद
आज तक मेरे देश के अंदर देश की 50% पॉपुलेशन के लिए हमने कभी एक पायलट प्रोजेक्ट नहीं चलाया है, जबकि अभी 33% रिजर्वेशन पार्लियामेंट में कर दिया गया, वो उसका कब इम्प्लीमेंटेशन होगा किसी को नहीं पता, लेकिन इतनी बड़ी पॉपुलेशन के लिए जो कि वर्क प्लेस पर सेफ नहीं है। ये बेटी अब यहाँ हमारी नेशन के लिए सर्व कर रही थी, हमारी इकोनॉमी में कॉन्ट्रीब्यूट कर रही थी, इक्वली मेल के बराबर काम कर रही थी, लेकिन उसको मारने वाला कौन है? एक मेल पर्सन। तो उस मेल की जो मानसिकता है वो कहां से आ रही है? वो एज ए सोसाइटी हमारी जो अपब्रिंगिंग हो रही है, जो हमारी पेरेंटिंग है, जो हमारे स्कूल कॉलेज में अभी भी वर्क प्लेस पर विमेन को उसके वर्क से कम, उसकी बॉडी स्ट्रक्चर, उसके अदर चीजों से हम उसको माप रहे हैं कि वो कैसी है कैसी नहीं है।
ऑल वैलिड पॉइंट्स एंड आई शेयर योर कंसर्न एंड एंग्विश। Dr. Seth wanted to come in. Dr. Seth, please go ahead.
Yes, I was just going to say that she's so correct. We as a society need to hang our head in shame as to what's happening today. But a part of that is that we just consider these as isolated incidents. It is so true that even now as we speak, some lady is getting molested somewhere, some attack is happening on a healthcare worker. And sometimes we wonder and say, what have we really done? We talk about state laws and state taking responsibility of protection of healthcare workers, of protection of women. And that is one of the arguments why a Central Protection Act has not yet come in. Because it is said 25 states have their own laws and they're protecting our people, our women, our healthcare workers. But this itself today points to the very fact that state laws are not uniform. They have numerous loopholes. They are, in fact, sometimes biased towards powerful and others. They have political angles to them, and that is why there has been no conviction. And like Dr. Asokan said, only 4 convictions over the last 10 years on assault, which happens every day on healthcare worker and women. So I think we need to wake up as a nation. It's our responsibility. We urge our prime minister and our policymakers to consider this movement as something which is not going to end. This is a raw wound. And unless we make sure that we nurse this wound and close it and make sure that it heals, that can only come by central enactment. We'll see what happens when a state tries to protect people or wants or doesn't even implement laws and execute it properly. What has happened is in front of our eyes, and it's so sad. I hope that the center intervenes in a bigger act, and that becomes a uniform. It lays down exactly the objectives of the act. It lays down the punishments for what crimes and the fast tracking of this to finally the propagators getting punishment is going to be the biggest deterrent. It's going to be uniform. It's going to be all arching. And I hope India proceeds along that. We're in a zero tolerance zone. Every country for healthcare workers and women actually is in a zero tolerance zone. Take UK, take USA, take Australia. We're the only country which we are open to this day after day after
day. Can we expect then the politicians, Shazia, Meeta Chakravarti and Nilanjan Das, all of you to come on board and ensure that the bill is passed? Because, you know, it has to be a more comprehensive effort rather than political slugfest which is happening, Shazia. So somebody has to take the lead.
So you're absolutely right. It's really depressing and distressing for all of us. Like Maria, you were there. We were all there when Nirbhaya happened. We were there on the streets, and we worked on a tough law. I think all of us, the entire country, it was outraged at what had happened. This continues to go on. Yes, this should be beyond politics. But yes, parties, states, all of them are responsible. For even if the central protection law for the health workers is indeed passed, it will be the duty of the state agencies to ensure and implement it. So one, it should be done. Two, it should be implemented. And a bigger issue is, why is a woman coming across as a prey to a man who's a predator? It's all about her anatomy and her body. And so I think that is something very serious that we need to look at. And a lot of work needs to be done on a social conditioning in the way we look at ourselves and each other, in a way a woman is viewed by society, even by herself. It's all about her anatomy and her bodily structure. The most important thing, whether it's all the mandirs, all the masjid, all the gurdwaras, all the schools, every house at every level, we must discuss this and show and tell, teach our boys how to, you know, that women are not just bodies. And that is very
yes,
important.
Yes, because so Nilanjan, the role of the state governments become important as well. It cannot be about efforts being made to create misinformation. You know, right. The narrative which is being pitched by your government and the Trinamool Congress, there has to be a more sincere effort.
Yes, there has been an effort. The state government has already declared a new scheme called Rati Re Shathi, in which there will be women volunteers who are going to be available at the night. There is going to be an app in which people women who face such sexual harassment, they can contact, and they, their workload is also going to be reduced during the night. So such steps have been taken. But I completely agree that it requires greater sensitization. It requires all political people to come up, all the governments, the center.
Yes, absolutely. Shazia, I can see, you know, because you were there when we were covering the Nirbhaya protests, you know, at the India Gate. We have seen the long journey the women of India have traveled. Seema Kushwaha was the lawyer fighting it. So, you know, it breaks my heart every time I'm made to report on these stories and we hold these discussions, because we certainly feel that how much are we failing ourselves. Dr. Biswas, depressed, concerned, or are your parents saying that will you be safe in your night shift?
My parents and, of course, every doctor out there, every female doctor and medical personnel, healthcare personnel who is out there working at night, their parents are concerned that if they will be safe at night or not. But firstly, I would like to say reducing workload of females during night hours is no solution, because it will start with that.
Yes.
Next will be don't go in medical field.
How much will
next
you close spaces for women?
Exactly. Yeah, absolutely. We are reducing the space. Like, next will be stop education of women. Next will be don't send women outside your homes. Then
no public spaces. Don't let them move in metros. Don't make them move in public buses. That's not a solution.
I'm sorry, you are trivializing it.
Sir, 60% of the medical force is female. If 60% don't work at night and work in the mornings, only 40% males will work at night. Is that the solution?
As far as practicable.
Absolutely, I agree.
Is that practical enough? That only men should be seen at night.
If it is not practicable, then it won't be done. As simple as that.
No, please don't do this. Please don't do this.
Yes.
Do not rob women of the opportunities.
Nurses are females. What will happen? They'll only work at night. So another male, remaining 40% male will work in the morning. That is not a solution. At least not in medical field. It's impossible. And not only medical field, it extends to any other field. If you have a headache, will not remove the head. That is not the solution. You have to find the cause for the headache. In this case, obviously, there has been a failure of the law
yes,
and government.
You know, because women will be opting out of workspaces.
No.
If there are unsafe workspaces, women will be opting out.
You don't understand the concept of Rati Re Shathi.
There is going to be women
volunteers who are going to be available. Every medical college of West Bengal has got a police outpost. Corrective measures will be taken, I can assure you.
You see how that worked out.
But that's a knee-jerk reaction rather than a well-thought-out plan. Yes, go ahead, Meeta.
You have been totally shut when the Manipur incident happened.
No, please, let's not bring it.
I was not silent.
No, please, Nilanjan, we are looking for solutions here. Let's not bring in Manipur right now.
Coming from BJP, who
it's not about that. It is not about
that.
Please go ahead.
It's just not about healthcare professional. There are also millions of women who are working in different industry verticals. You have women working in call centers. You have women working in BPO in 24/7.
No, but there is Vishakha guidelines, but they're not implemented.
If you stop asking women to come to work in night shifts, you are actually limiting their chances and professional opportunities of growth. You cannot do that. What needs to be done is all the security protocols, be it in different offices, be it in healthcare hospitals and different centers, need to be reviewed. We need to come up with new security processes and protocols, and we need to implement that. There has to be fear of law. You cannot just restrict women from going to public places or workplaces and from stepping out in the night. The entire idea between reclaim the night and reclaim your space, the movement that was started from Jadavpur and Kolkata on 14th August was exactly this, that we are not going to give up our space. As a mother of two teenage daughters, even if I'm scared, I'm not going to ask my daughters not to step out in the night. They will step out in the night. Either for socializing or for work or for education, they will step out in the night.
You know,
the men will have
really
to be
happening.
And this society has a serious mindset.
Shazia, Meeta, all of them speak as women, not as spokespersons of their parties, because I think it's important to understand what we are looking at and how grave the situation is. Yes, you are as well, Nilanjan. I'm glad that you're speaking for women, because women need men as their allies. Yes, Seema, you get the last word here on the show. Please go ahead.
एक मैम सबसे बड़ा क्वेश्चन ये है कि जब ये इंसिडेंट हुआ अभ्या के साथ, उसके बाद तृणमूल कांग्रेस की चीफ हेल्थ मिनिस्टर एंड वो वहां की होम मिनिस्टर हैं, वो प्रोटेस्ट किस लिए कर रही थी? अगर इस पूरे सिनेरियो को देखें कि वो फ्रंट पर, एक मिनट मुझे बोलने दीजिए, वो फ्रंट पर आकर के जब प्रोटेस्ट कर रही हैं वहां, तो सोसाइटी का एक बहुत बड़ा हिस्सा वेस्ट बंगाल का जो उनका सपोर्टर है, वो भी क्या इस क्राइम को जस्टिफाई कर रहा है? एज ए सोसाइटी, अगर हम पॉलिटिकल लीडर वहां पर प्रोटेस्ट कर रहे हैं, तो हम देश की अगर वो प्रोटेस्ट कर रही है जस्टिस के लिए, तो फिर उनसे ट्रांसफर क्यों किया?
All right, we have really come to the end of this discussion. Nilanjan, thank you so much for joining us. Dr. Asokan, Dr. Biswas, Dr. Ashok Seth, Seema, Shazia and Meeta Chakravarti. Thank you for joining us and sharing your thoughts.